This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Rebels in Colombia last week released two women hostages, and that has raised hopes that others could also be freed. The left-wing rebels known as FARC are holding dozens of political hostages, including three American contractors. The highest profile captive is the former presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt, who's been held since 2002. She's a Colombian with French citizenship, and her two children live in Paris. Betancourt is practically a household name in France. So along with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, French President Nicolas Sarkozy has stepped in to mediate for her release, as Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Es muy importante, mamita. Loli y yo te necesitamos demasiado.
Three times a week, Lorenzo and Melanie Deloy Betancourt record a message for their mother to be broadcast on Radio France International's Latin American airwaves. But they only recently found out that their mother had actually heard them. Betancourt's children went years without news of their mother. They didn't even know if she was alive or dead until a video and a letter surfaced last November. In the video, Betancourt appeared haggard and thin. Her letter was filled with despair and suffering, but Betancourt told her children that their messages coming to her in the jungle filled her with hope. Sitting in a Paris cafe, 19-year-old Lorenzo Betancourt says he's heartened by the release of the two hostages, but he's worried about his mother.
When you send messages, you feel extremely close to her. You know, when you know that she listens to it, you feel like you're next to her, and you just want to give her hope. My mom won't hold long. If you see her picture, if you see her movies, if you see her letters, she won't hold long. And all the hostages that are there won't hold long either. They're suffering hell.
The Committee for the Liberation of Ingrid Betancourt holds constant vigils, like this one at the Paris Town Hall. Next to a billboard-sized photo of Betancourt is an electronic display that ticks off the more than 2,000 days that she has been held. Writer Dominique Simonet comes to every rally.
In France, we just don't leave one of our compatriots out there to die in such a situation. That's a basic principle of democracy. In 2008, how can we allow people to be chained up, some more than 10 years, and dragged through the jungle, and only a couple thousand miles from the U.S.?
The scene of the hostages being reunited with their loved ones was broadcast live on French television, and Betancourt supporters hope she will be freed next. 1,400 towns across France have made Betancourt an honorary citizen.
Je m'engage de mon côté à continuer à m'impliquer personnellement.
And French President Nicolas Sarkozy has become personally involved. He sent a televised message to the FARC guerrillas over the holidays demanding the release of Betancourt and the other hostages. Jean-Marc Ilouz, a correspondent with France 2 Television, says Sarkozy likes to see himself as a rescuer of hostages worldwide.
He spent a lot of political capital in the very controversial liberation of Bulgarian hostages in Libya. Plus, Betancourt, she's become quite a cause célèbre in France, and that's the main reason why President Sarkozy wants to be on that story.
Back at the cafe, Betancourt's son Lorenzo says he wants Washington to be as active as Sarkozy.
The United States can do a lot. They can actually change everything. We know in the United States, liberty is one of the basic values. You can make that possible for every Colombian.
Betancourt believes if the U.S. stepped up its efforts, it could help free not only the three American hostages, but also his mother and the hundreds of other Colombians being held. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.